forced labor, and now is functional.
Thank the IT guy.
He's dedicated. The IT person. We're very market type. So our IT person, our local in-house IT person.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
It's something.
You must have done something. It works. Okay. Zug to Gemara. So we're trying to figure out how I know Kedushin goes to the father. We know he can do Kedushin by a Kana, and it makes sense that if he does Kedushin, he gets the money. But how do I know by a Nara? So we said that we learned it out from B'nu Rab Beis Avia. All profits made during the time of Nairus go to her father's house. Problem is, that's not talking about money, and we prove it. Because when we're looking for a source that the earnings go to the father, we have to find a different source. We don't use B'nu Rab Beis Avia, because B'nu Rab is going by Isser. It's only talking about prohibitive things, like Nedarim. And therefore we have no right to compare it to money. That's what we're saying. Who says the Torah meant money? The Torah meant the right to nullify her Nedarim, which has nothing to do with money. That's what the Gemara is saying. The B'nu Rab Beis Avia is not a good source. If it were a good source, we would know Ma'aseh Yadayim as well. We wouldn't need another passing from Ma'aseh Yadayim. Since we need another passing from Ma'aseh Yadayim, must be that this is not a good source. And once it's not a good source from Ma'aseh Yadayim, because it's monetary, so is Kedushin. Now, even though Kedushin has an Isser aspect, and the Akhmedim pointed that out, but the bottom line is we're talking about money now, and money is money. Zog to Gemara, we have four lines to the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. The Chitema, maybe. Nailuf Mitnasa. We should learn it out from Knas. That's the Farish in the Pasuk. That if a person forces himself or a woman, or seduces a woman, a girl, he pays a Knas, and the Knas goes to the father. That's the Farish in the Pasuk. So here we see the Pasuk giving money. I'm sorry?
Did you start the recording?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
That the Torah gives money of the father to the money of the girl to the father. So let that be a source of Kedushin, for Kedushin. Dr. Gemara, we have a rule that we cannot compare a monetary thing to a punitive thing. Punishments are one thing. Not necessarily does it follow the things that she gets without punishment, like Kedushin, should belong to the father. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Mamayna Mikasa Loi Vikitema. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th wide line. Vikitema, Nailuf Kesev Kedusha Mikesev Knasa. We should derive the Kesev of Kedushin from the Kesev of Knas. Sha'ainas, one who forces himself, Upituya, one who seduces her, Lavia, gives to her father Hamishim Kesev. So let's learn our Kedusha from there. And the answer is, Mabayna Mikdasul Yavimah. Shaknas Kulay Chiddush. The concept of a punitive damage is a Chiddush. From a Chiddush like a Minon. And we don't learn out from a Chiddush. Lakati Kedusha Menolim Lavia Hava. How do I know that the Kedusha goes to the father? We still don't have a source. Now the Gemara tries something. And the Rishayim have many different Pshatim of this Gemara. I'm going to explain it. Like the Shita Loinayda Lami explains Rashi. Okay, so if anybody ever wants to research this, it's the Shita Loinayda Lami's. It's a Sefer. Loinayda Lami. We don't know who wrote it. So the Sefer is called Shita Loinayda Lami. It is a Sefer on Kedushin that we don't know the author. And it's the Sefer says Shita Loinayda Lami. So that's how we call it, because that's what they...
Would they get it out of the Vatican or something?
I have no idea. So, V'chitema, Nelef Mibayishas Ubgam. The halacha is, besides the punitive damages that a person who seduces or forces himself or a girl pays, he also has to pay the embarrassment that she embarrassed her, and the Ubgam, that she's worth less on the Kedusha market. Those are not punitive damages. Those are compensatory damages. And therefore, and the tyrant gives that to the father also, right? And therefore, let that be a source that money she makes goes to the father. Again, this is money that she's getting not as a punishment, which we can't learn out from, but as a compensatory payment for what she suffered. for what she got affected, and it goes to the father, not to her. So that should be a raya to kedushin. V'chitema nein lo baishes u'begam, shiny baishes u'begam ta'avu ashayach v'gavayu. And the way the Shita L'Nedim explains Rashi, the answer is as follows. We only know Baishas of Begam because he can marry her off. Why does the father get Baishas of Begam? There is no pasuk that says he gets Baishas of Begam. We learn it out. Since he has a right to marry her off, and now she's worth less on the Kedusha market, so he got affected. And therefore, he's entitled to the Baishas of Begam. That means Kedushin is the source of Baishas of Begam. Baishas of Begam can't be the source for Kedushin. The whole reason we know that he receives Begam is because he has the ability to marry her off, which has now been severely affected. Because usually what happens is, the husband wants to marry a woman, and he goes to the father and says, I can marry her, and the father says, I need money. You can't marry my daughter unless you pay for it. Now, he would pay a certain amount to marry a psula. He's going to pay a lot less to marry a ba'ula. And who lost that? The father. Therefore, he gets compensated. But that's only because we know Kedushin. If we wouldn't know Kedushin, we wouldn't know that he's entitled to any of the compensatory damages. So it's a circuit. You can't do that. Which is the horse and which is the cart? We thought Baishas of Agab is written somewhere, and we're comparing Kedushin to Baishas of Agab. It's Baishas of Begam is learned from Kedushin. And since we have no source for Kedushin, we wouldn't have a source for Baishas of Begam either. Rashi. The Baishas of Begam. The Kaimalon Beksuba, Shama'anis Baishas of Begam Lav. Bahano Lav Krasanidu. Those are not punitive. The Vua Shayach Begabayu. Sheeshloi Din Chelik Behem. He has a right to them. Why? Now Rashi explains not only Pagam, which I explained, because he's worth less money for Kedushin, but he also explains Baishas, because the husband can marry her off to anybody, which would embarrass her. He can marry her off to some lowlife. And therefore, controls her embarrassment.
Father.
The father can marry her off, thank you. The father can marry her off to some lowlife. And since he could embarrass her, he's in charge of her embarrassment. But it's all built on the fact that he can marry her off. So yes, beyond the Levisha, he has the right, the ability, and the right to embarrass her, ulapegma, or to hurt her, or to make her worth less. How? The boy masala the manuvel mukashin. He could hand her over to some manuvel, to some low life, or somebody who has a lot of boils. He could marry his daughter off to the guy. She would be totally embarrassed. And worth a lot less now because of who she married. And yet the father has that right. The Havala Baisha Subagam. The Unazesha Baalel Mechatzer Mamazet. And this person who forced himself on her is making the father lose that monetary right that he has. If the manuvel pays him $10,000 to marry his daughter, he could do that. And now because this Unaz came and was honest the girl, she won't get as much. He loses money that he would have been able to get for her busha and for her begam. And he loses that. Shazuzala, he made it worth less, and nobody will want to marry her. But the reason he gets gracious of begam is because of Kedushin. So that can't be the source of Kedushin, because that's the outgrowth of Kedushin. That's the result of Kedushin. We're looking for a source for Kedushin. Baishas of Begam is only after you know Kedushin, and he has the right to do Busha and Begam, we say he's entitled to the Busha and Begam. But if you don't know Kedushin, you don't know Baishas of Begam.
You know
Kedushin that can marry her off. Not as a Naira. We only know him as Bitin Asati Lishazah, and that covered Ktana. The Gemara at this point is looking for a source that the father marries off his daughter and gets the money. Right? That's where we started. We ended up knowing that he can marry off his katana, and then he gets the money, because if he does the marriage, he gets the money. But we never had a pasuk for Naira. So we tried to find Binu Rebbe Sevilla, we dismissed that. We tried to find the fact that he gets Knas, we dismissed that. We tried to find that he gets Baishas of Begam, and we said, well, that's only because he can marry her off. So we still don't have the pasuk.
So we're looking for two things or one thing?
One follows the other. If he has the right to marry her off, he gets the money. We only need one.
That's
all the Soros. Right, which is fine. We love Soros. Good ones. Dr. Gemara. Enfer de Gemara, Ella Mistabra. Dr. Gemara, we're going back to the first limud. Yatzachinam ein kesef. There's no money when she leaves the master. There is money that when she leaves their father. Now, who would get the money if she leaves the master? The master would get the money, right? So over here also, the limud that says that we give money at the time she leaves the other master is to the master, not to her. Let me explain. The Gemara started this sugya saying that we learn out that the father gets money by kedushin from the fact it says v'yatzah chinam ein kesef, and ein kesef was redundant. Chinam is ein kesef. So we made the diak. Ein kesef l'adn zeh, aveyesh kesef l'adn achar. That's what we made the diak. That when she leaves master who owns her mate as a maidservant, she doesn't pay. But when she leaves the other master she has, which is dad, there is money. And we assumed that the money goes to dad. The Gemara's kasha was, you're right, there's money, but who says he gets it? Maybe she gets it. The answer is, who would have gotten the money had she had to pay to get free as a maidservant? Would have been the master, right? If there would have been money when she leaves the master. Yeah. Who, if there would have been money, there is no money, but if there would have been money, who would the money have gone to? The master. Therefore, logic says there is no money to this master, and there is money to a different master. If would have, we thought the money is there's no money when she leaves A, so there is money when she leaves B, but that leaves might be to her. The answer is, who are we not giving money to by the master? We're not giving money to the master. But the master would have been the one that's entitled to the money. So the inference is the other master gets money. At the beginning we thought the other leaving gets money. And we said, who says he's getting it? Maybe she's getting it. So we say, no. Who would have gotten the money by the master? The master. So who gets the money here? The master.
What happened? Age-wise,
12 to 12 and a half. 12. When she turns to Naira. Zuck Rashi. Elul Ailam Mikra Kaba. Rashi is another thing. We're learning it out from the first bus. The Ein Kesef L'adn Zeh Nafka. From the Drasha of Ein Kesef L'adn Zeh, the Yesh Kesef L'adn Ach. With the Kacha Lach Vehmer L'didah. Our question was, maybe she gets the money. Mistabra, it's logical to Lavia, it goes to her father. Why? The Chikam Amayit, Yitzias Eretz and Medin Yitzias Amavria. When we're excluding that there's a difference when she leaves by marriage than when she leaves her master as a maidservant, Uba Loimar, and we want to say, Khan Ein Kesef, by leaving the master there is no money. I will be Yitzias Eretz and Yesh Kesef. But by marriage there is money. Yitzia de chvatik of a mayit. Yitzias erison, dum yud yitzias ama. We want the leaving of the erison to be similar to the leaving of the maidservant of a mayit. Midin ama. We want to exclude marriage from the halacha of maidservant. Ulameimer, the yesh kesavah. There is money. But uma yitzias ama vriya. Who's not getting the money? Ein kesav la'adn de nafka mishusei kamakra. The pasuk is saying that the man she's leaving his possession, she's leaving his domain, is not getting paid. Av mir the yesh kesef, the kedayik liyitzias erison, that which you made a diak, that when she leaves the other, there is money, makes sense. Yesh kesef l'mishi yotzei menu kamar. There's money to the one who she's leaving. By the way, meaning instead of just saying that the diak is there's no money here, there's money. It's more than that. There's no money to a master. Here there is money to a master. We're adding to the diak, to the inference. And therefore we see that the father gets the money. Correct the Gemara. And this the Gemara could have asked right away. And the Gemara waited until we salvaged this drasha. And now we're asking you the question. Well, Leidanya, Hayitzia Lahayitzia. How can you compare leaving the master as a maidservant to leaving the father as a kiddush? Why? Hasam Nafkalo Mishus Adam Legamri. When she leaves the master, she has no connection with him, period. End of story. Here, she's really not leaving the father by kedushin. He still gets her earnings. He still is entitled to everything he was entitled before. He loses nothing at the time of kedushin. He loses it at the time of nisuin. We're talking kedushin. Nisuin, eris, kedushin and eris, the same thing. We're talking kedushin, and he doesn't lose anything. She's not leaving. She's not leaving. You're talking about Kedushin being leaving? What's she leaving? He still has to feed her. All the obligations and rights are unaffected by Kedushin.
That right is gone.
Not true. Well, if she's married, he can't marry her. But as soon as he divorces her, never since she can marry off again. Again. She's not 12 and a half yet. And there's no nisuin yet. So what do you mean, Itzia? She's 12. 12. Tana's till 12. Naira's 12 till 12 and a half.
This whole conversation talk about a Naira,
though? Naira's 12 to 12 and a half. She's not a Begaris. There's Gedailah, there's Begaris. She's a Gedailah, but it's a six-month period that her earnings still go to her father. And everything else, she still has all the rights. Unless she left them and had to sue him. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're deriving Kedushin. And we're calling Kedushin as exiting his control. It's not true. Again, which part? I see there? The extra word, la'ama. Kedushin, we're working on it right now. Vaishis Ubagam, as a result of the Kedush. Kanaf, the Farish Apostle. Farsha Dharma is in the Pasuk that he. A second. We'll see in a second. Give the Gemara a check. Again, the Gemara's question is you're comparing leaving the master to leaving the father. She's not leaving the father. The comparison is built on an error. Yes, there's leaving the father, but that's not Nisuan. That's not a Kedushin. So where do we see anything about Kedushin in Yitzia? Answer the Gemara. That forest the Darim, Mio Navkalar Mishusei. There is some sort of an exit that happens at Kedushin. That is, he loses soul ability to nullify her Nadarim. As in Arusa, she needs her Aris to also chime in on the Nadarim. Nan, Naira Marasa, Avio Baila Mafir Nadara. Naira Marasa, her father and her husband have to be made for Nadarim.
Both?
Both. And therefore, since he loses something at the point of Arison, it's called the Yitzia. That's why we can make this deal. Because there's a slight exit that happens at Kedushin. Enough so that we can make the diak. Yes, Kesef Vodnach. Rashi, while Adami Yitzias Erison Yitzias Abba cannot compare the two. Maybe Kamad Yitzias Erison Asa Lamute. How could you say that it's coming to exclude the leaving of Erison? A lav de chlasi, it's not similar. That Katilu Navka Mashusa de Avla Maisia de Elu Yishosa. It doesn't leave the Rishus of a father to her earnings or to her inheritance. Ashitikonas Lahuba. As far as the Dara, me and Avkalei Meshusei, She'ena Yachol Lohavim Avadai, can no longer be made for by himself. Now, Harvey asked yesterday, can a girl inherit? Rashi's mashma here, that the father gets her inheritance if she inherits something as a katana. Rashi says he's entitled to Yerushasam. That's what Rashi says, right, 100%. And therefore, right, that I think that's what it means. Unless Yerushasa means to inherit her. Maybe Yerushasa means to write her. whereas once he gets married, he loses that right. Maybe that's what the Yerushasa means. I have to look it up. Her mother died and was no longer married to her father. And there's no son. Yeah, that's probably what it means. That he has the right to inherit her. Doesn't get her inheritance.
What's wrong with saying that
well, what's the yatza?
But the point of it is they're both masters.
I'm trying to figure out.
I can be called a master. I can be called, even though I don't lose anything else, but father is a master.
Again, the pasuk is talking about leaving Master A. And the pasuk is saying when she leaves Master A, there is no money. When she leaves Master B, there is money.
There's nothing that she's leaving at all. There has to be something that see, I thought it was more of the master.
It has to do with the word v'yatza. So now, for the next Amud, we will exit the drasha about Kedushin. We got our drasha. We figured it out. V'yatza chino main kesef is a raya that there is kedusha kesef and it goes to the father. According to this Mandi Amar, this is the source of kedusha kesef. Correct. Well, once there's kedusha kesef that goes to the father as a naira, it goes to her as a gdaila. That makes sense. We're not making different kedushas at different ages.
Selling her, so maybe
well, she sells herself. By the way, we don't view Kedushin as a sale, but to be very politically correct here. But that's not a sale. He's not selling his daughter. He's giving her over for marriage. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful in how logically makes a difference. The Ron explained that the way Kedushin works is he makes her available, or she makes herself available to be picked up. She does nothing. She's not giving herself. She is making herself available to be picked up. By every kind of kedusha.
Picked up might be a politically correct word to use.
It's a halachically correct word to use.
Wait, so what's the source then that the father...
Yatzah chinam, ain't kesef. Ain't kesef blood and zeh, but yesh kesef blood and nachar. Tells us kedusha kesef, and it tells me that her father gets it. But we came back and said that for our forest and darm, she's leaving, and that's good enough. Now the Gemara has a problem. We use ain't kesef for something else. Not extra. The whole thing was built on the fact that the Torah was redundant. The Yatzah Chinam ain't kesef. It's not redundant. Frek the Gemara.
So, but the mindset is, the Sfarah that tells me the kesef part, if it is kesef, is one stage. But really, it's no raya that he gets it.
Yes, it is. Ain kesef blood and zeh, have a yesh kesef blood and achar. It's comparing master to master.
It's nothing to do with Stavros that he can bury her off.
No, it says he gets the money. Yes, kesef blood and achar.
So it's not anymore the Stavros thing.
No, it's a pasuk. Yeah, we like pasukim.
No,
that's my Tana. We said that, Svara. Thank you.
And he has no
place. Don't think about it right there. Gemara. V'hai v'yatzachinam v'achudasa. And the next Amud is going to be dealing with that. Meaning we're leaving Kedushin alone for an Amud and we're getting involved in something else. Is v'yatzachinam extra? If it would only say v'yatzachinam, it would mean she leaves at 12 and a half. Because that's when she becomes an independent lady. Ein kesef tells me Eliyim ein aris. It tells me that she leaves at 12. Meaning v'yatzachinam would only tell me 12 and a half. Ein Kesef tells me 6 months earlier. The Braisa.
Therefore?
So it's not an extra pasuk. The drasha came because the Torah was redundant. Chinam and Ein Kesef mean the same thing. Not true. Chinam means the 12 and a half, and Ein Kesef means the 12.
Am I hurting it, say, learning this also?
You can't, how can you learn both things? It's not extra words. The inference came because of the extra words.
That's why you can't, even if it wouldn't be extra, you couldn't have learned.
No, it's only because it's extra. Nobody seems to argue on it.
Talking about the father each time, both times?
The master.
The master being the one who...
The one who bought the Amaria. She goes free when? Yatsachinam will tell us when she becomes an independent person at 12 and a half. And Kesa says she leaves 6 months before that.
How does
she
leave at 12 and
at 12? She doesn't. But if it would only say the Yatsachinam, I would say it's 12 and a half.
Not necessary.
That's going to be a Gemara's problem later on.
Not now.
Not now. Exactly. Stay tuned. Dr. Gemara, Amaravina, Mkele Makra, Ein Kesef without a Yud. My Ein Kesef with a Yud? Tell me an extra drasha. Ein Kesef wasn't there. Abiyesh Kesef wasn't Akar. My new of. The extra Yud tells me a drasha. Frank the Gemara reminded the Shin Rachi, since when do we darshan an extra Yud in the word Ein? Dr. Gemara the Tanya, we have it as a braisa. Says Vizera Ein Lo, a woman is eligible to go back and eat Truma, Baskayan who marries Yisrael, who dies or divorces her, his wife, who's a Baskayan, goes back home if there are no children. Right? The Zera Engla. Pasuk says that Bas Kayan Kisiya Lizar, right? And then Kisiya Amono Grusha, the Shava Obeis of Zera Engla, the Shava Obeis of Yakinura. She goes back to Itruma. That's what the Pasuk says. How about she has Engli Ozara? How about Zera Zara Minayan? How about if she has no children, but she has grandchildren? Children died. Well, obviously, to have a grandchild, she must have had a child. Talmud Leimer Zera Ein Lo, the extra Yud, Ayin Lo. Bimayin. Not only kids, look into it. A grandkid is considered a kid. Frakti Gabar Ein Li, the Brisa continues. Ein Li El Zera Kusher. That tells me if a grandkid is a kosher Jew. Zera Pasul Minayin. What if a grandchild is a mamzer? What if a grandchild is not a kosher Jew, is not a kosher Yid, he's a mamzer? Meaning, her daughter married a mamzer. Her son married a mamzeres. How do I know that a grandchild that's pasul still keeps his grandmother from eating truma? Talmud Leimer Zera Eila, the extra Yud, Ayla. Frekti Gemara Lafiktila Zera Zara. You can't use the Yud for two things. You use the Yud to tell me grandchildren. So how do you use the Yud now to tell me pasul? So the Gemara Zera Zara Leinsukra. The truth is, we don't need a pasul for grandchildren. The Bnei Bonim Harein Kibonim. The word Zera means children and grandchildren. We wouldn't have needed Ein Law for that. The extra Yud tells me even puzzle.
Why can't the Gemara?
Ki Yitzchak Le Zera puzzle. Yes.
Why can't the Gemara just say Ein Law? We're looking into it.
Ein Law expands one way. You can't expand everything. Every drush is used for minimal. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. It doesn't say where. She changes from a nara to be a begaris. Later on, the Gemara will ask a Moshe's question. She leaves at 12, so nobody leaves at 12 and a half. So why is the pasuk saying 12 and a half? Tyra could have just said she leaves at 12. Why write a pasuk 12 and a half and then 12? It never happens. Nobody ever leaves a 12 and a half.
What if she wants to stay?
She can't. Amaria cannot stay. unless he marries her. Then she's not an Amaviyah anymore. We mentioned that yesterday. That the master has a mitzvah to marry her. En kesef, below yours, because it says, Be'en Yevami. Like it says in the Pasuk, my Yevami refuses it. Like that's how we see that the word Ein can be spelled without a Yud. But all of the Neshita Yud, the Ein, the Ein. Kehagav Devam Pinam, I don't know you dash in the Yud. Zer Ein Lo, Ein Li Shi Akiva Batskayim Ilecho Betrumo. Batskayim is going back to the father's house, can only do it if she has no kids. And the Zara Mi Yisrael, kids. Zer Zara Mi Nayin, Tamar Lema Ein Lo Ayin Allah, Shemez Benav, her son died, or daughter. V'yesh Lo Ben, Afu Ma'akva, he holds her back from going back to Yitruma. Zara Pasul to Mamzer. That's only a grandchild. Because if her son is a Mamzer, then she's Pasul to eat from anyway. She must have done something wrong. We learn it out in Masechtas Yevamos. Frech the Gemara. The Tana Gufa Minolai. You proved to me from a Brisa.
If she has a Mamzer, it's not.
That means she married somebody she's not allowed to. So she can't go back and eat Truma anyway.
Because she damaged herself. It's not,
correct.
It's not because of the child, but because of herself.
Exactly. But here we're saying it's the child. That means it can't be her child. It has to be her grandchild. That's why I said that.
So the child dies?
Yes.
Go back?
Yes, if there's no grandchildren. Absolutely.
Even though she did commit something.
No. If she, okay, she married somebody apostle, she's apostle forever.
Whether
it's a child or not. It's the marriage that answers her. But the whole sugya in the seventh paragraph of Amos, that a woman who has an illegal relationship can't eat truma. Chayv Lavan, Chayv Krisus, Guy, Evan. Frankly, Gemara v'Tana Gufa Minolei. How does the Tana know you can darsh in a yud? So the Gemara, the Darashachi, that you can darsh this. If you proved it from a Brisa, but where did the Brisa see this right to take an extra yud in the word ain? Doesn't ain get spelt with a yud? Main Bilam. Bilam refuses. Main Yivami. You can write the word no without a yud. From the fact that the Pasuk writes may ain without a yud, it shows us that you can dash in the Yuravain.
Does it mean refrain? What does it mean? Can you, it has negative sherish? Is that what it means?
Yeah. The Yitzchak Lemeah. Now the Gemara has a problem. Okay? I said that we're leaving Kedusha and we're not. For the next few lines, we're back, but only in the side. From I to the end of the day, we have a passing that the Kedusha goes to the Father and that the earnings go to the Father. Two separate psukim. Jim Kabishas Bita La'ama. The word La'ama told us he gets her earnings. Kedushin, V'yatzachin HaMein Kasef. And we proved you can learn it out from Ein, the Yud is extra. Fine, wonderful. Why didn't the parents write it twice? Why can't we derive Kedushin from earnings, or derive earnings from Kedushin? Why did the Torah have to write it twice? Why couldn't that have been the answer? Once the Torah says the earning belongs to him, Kedushin is an earning. And once the Torah says he gets Kedushin, that means he gets all her money. Why did the Torah have to write earnings and Kedushin separately? Gemara, the Itzchuk Lemichtav, I hope I didn't turn them off. The Itzchuk Lemichtav, if you get a text in the next second, we'll know that we turned them off. The Itzchuk Lemichtav, Kedusha Lavia. What? Itzchuk Lemichtav, Maizidah Lavia. Itzchuk Lemichtav, Kedusha Lavia. Itzchuk Lemichtav, Maizidah Lavia. The Torah had to tell me both. She didn't work. You give the Kedushin to the father because it's not something she worked for. But she's earning money. Why would you take it away from her? So I would not learn Ma'isidayim logically from Kedushin. She didn't work for Kedushin. She worked for her earnings. Why would we take it away from her? She worked. Most fathers feed their daughters. Makes sense. They should be compensated. Kedusha has nothing to do with her daily life. It's not like she gets fed breakfast, lunch, and supper. She earns money. Here, Kedusha is something else. Who says that follows? Emeloi. If we have it, they have it. Because they should have tzvicha. That's why I need both sukkim. Now, the problem over here, and I tried to avoid it, it doesn't say a father has to feed his daughter. Your whole svara, you can't learn from Maisi and Daimon until he feeds her. It's not true. He doesn't have to feed her. So most Mishnayim say he usually feeds her. So it makes sense that the Torah would give him the earnings.
Does that also include feeding?
Benurah has nothing to do with money. We said that already.
I mean, it's for Sadarm, is there?
What? What deal with eating? Right, in Subbath, we had stories about fathers that didn't want to feed their kids. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Vitzik, Lemifta, Maisi, Adair, Levia, Kadayavul, Elma, Espitu, La'ama. I skipped to Rashi. But Tana Gufa Midola, a few Rashi's up. The Mashma Aim below Yud. How do I know you can have aim without a Yud? Main Bilam Aim Badai to Lay Lachimano, he doesn't want to come with us. Vitzuk Lumikta Maisi Adair Lavia, the Yellow Flam, it's Vito Lama. Commits to Mine, the Daita Maisi Adair the Shricha. When he feeds her, he's thinking about her earnings. The Mahama Kostilo, he said Daita Layam. The person doesn't feed his daughter for Kedusha purposes. He feeds her for now. He wants to make money, her earnings. He wants to be compensated. Right? He's not feeding her because of Kedusha. That.
Basic question. What advantage does the father have from being able to be made for Nadara?
Nothing, there's no advantage. It's reality. Tyra gave him the right. What advantage does the husband have for being made for the daughter and for his wife?
I know, I'm getting the feeling that a father can always kick off his daughter at age 6, something like that. He doesn't have to feed her, he doesn't have to clothe her, he doesn't have to house her. And a husband can do the same thing, I think.
No.
If they don't give my say or death to the father or mother or husband.
But she can say, don't feed me and I won't work. But she still has wifely obligations to her husband.
And the father has no obligations, really. She
has
obligations to her father?
Not if he doesn't feed
her. Well, if he doesn't feed her, she can keep money to make money, but the rest of the Maisi Adayim will go to her father. It's not quid pro quo that it is like by marriage. By marriage, it's either you feed me or you get none of my earnings. By a daughter, if he doesn't feed her, she can keep money to eat, but the rest goes to her father. See, there's an obligation. Her Maisi Daim go to her father is a pasuk. Her feeding is a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He feeds his daughter.
A little funny. Switch from Amar Via.
Till 6, he has to feed her.
We learn that from Amar Via.
That he gets the Maisi Daim
from
the extra word La'ama. So Amar Via is a ktana. But he could have just said, Rahim Kriya's Bishas Ishas Bitai. What's La'ama? To teach me that even a Nara, he gets my Maisi Adayim.
What is a 7-year-old girl supposed to do to eat? Isn't that the Torah does not look down?
She should go sit by the grove. She should go sit by the grove, and by the way, they paid for this advertisement. That's up to Dad. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. This is the reality. These are the harsh realities of life.
No problem. No problem for a father not to feed a 7-year-old girl.
Again, really? The Torah agreed to that as a preference, no.
Torah saying it's... No chiyuv.
He has no chiyuv.
No obligation.
Yeah, okay. Again,
you
have any kindness? No. Well, the Gemara said they used to get up to base manager and announce that he's worse than a raven. A raven feeds his kids and he doesn't feed his kids. The Gemara seems to think that we used to embarrass the guy in public for not feeding his kids.
That's good to hear.
We learned this in service.
I don't remember it all.
That's that the raven does not feed the children.
What?
Yeah, the raven is the mean bird that doesn't feed the children.
And I think the Gemara says, you got to have to look at the Gemara in Sibbos.
The which material
that it. Right, the raven doesn't feed the kids. They are actually crow. I forgot already what it says there. I have to look it up. Dr. Gemarvite, Gufa, back to the discussion about a girl leaving her master. V'yatzachinam, Eli Meibagrus, and Kesev, Eli Meinaris. Frek, the Gemarvite, Lichtav Rachmona Naris, Leiboy Bagrus. Why can't the Torah just say she leaves at 12? But she never leaves at 12 and a half. She never makes it to 12 and a half. So, like, not necessary. Amar Rabba, Bozeh v'limit ozeh. Without both, you wouldn't know it means Nara. You would say it means Vigorous. And therefore, the Torah wrote both to make sure you understand we mean a 12-year-old. I mean, really, the Torah could have just said Nara. But if it were written one word, you would have said it meant Vigorous. What? If it wrote V'yatzachinam, I would have said it means Vigorous. So it has to say Ein Kesef to add Nara. Now, what you're going to ask me, or somebody's going to ask me, is let the Torah say the word Nara, and we wouldn't need it. That's coming up. That's going to be a Gemara later on. But at this point, that's the Gemara's answer. Writing V'yatzachinam would mean Begaris. So in order to mean Nara, I need an extra word of Ein Kesef. And the Gemara proves that the Torah does that. And let me speak this, I'll give an introduction. The halacha is a kayan who owns an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri, I'm not talking about an Eved Kanani now, the Eved Ivri cannot eat truma. He's not an Eved that can, he's not considered a possession of the master. The Torah writes it two ways. Number one, there's two kinds of Eved Ivris. There's the Eved Ivri that's still in his first 6 years. Then there's the Eved Ivri who wants to stay along and he gets bored in the ear. And he stays till Yovel. So you would consider him more acquired by the master than the six-year guy. He's staying long term, right? Voluntarily staying another 25 years. He wants to stay on, right? Now, Dr. Tyra, neither of the two can eat truma. Not the one that's a 6 year one, and not the one that's the long term one. Let the Torah write that the long-term one can't eat truma, and I'd understand that the sixth one can't eat truma. If the long-term one can't eat truma, for sure the one that's only there for 6 years can't eat truma. He's less possession of the master. Yet the Torah writes both. The answer is, had the Torah only written one, I would have said it's referring to the six-year one. So the Torah had to write both, you should understand that both can't eat truma. That's what the Brisa says. So from there we see that the Torah sometimes writes extra, because if not, you would misunderstand it. If the Torah would just write one word, you would think it means the six-year one. So therefore the Torah had to write two. The six-year one and the long-term one. It could have written a long-term one, but it didn't. It wrote a neutral word that you can interpret two ways. So, what? So same thing here. It could have written not, but it wrote V'yatzachinam. We wouldn't know what it means. So Ein Kesef explains what it means. The chinam doesn't mean vigorous, it means nara. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara, immediately have a toshav v'sachar. Like we find by the two kinds of Eved Ivris, the Tanya. Toshav is that kind of kinyan island. Toshav is the one that's there till yovel. Olam doesn't mean forever. Eilam means for Yovel. I once heard a word from Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky. Why is Eilam Yovel? The Pasuk says Eilam, and everybody says it means Yovel. Chazal said it's not. So Rabbi Yankel said, a person becomes a Baran Shem at 20, and you make Shem a Saint of Behem Shivim Shana. So every person has his Eilam 50 years. That's why Eilam is 50 years. That's what Rabbi Yankel said.
Yovel only come out once in a lifetime.
Again, every person has his own personal world. His own personal world is a 50-year world.
What does that mean?
He becomes a Baranchin at 20, and the Pasuk says that a person lives till 70. He makes it a say to Behem Shivim Shana. That means the regular average person who lives till 70 had a 50-year span of Chiyuv Mitzvahs and Averis. That was his world. I heard it from Rabbi Yankov. I heard it personally from Rabbi Yankov. I didn't read this. He said it by the Chag HaYovel of the Yeshiva of Neir Yisrael in 1983. He said that. I don't want to get involved now in Leipzig. I mean, we'll leave Leipzig. Everybody should live to 120. You can finish it.
And the rest of
Vim Begav Vim. Vim Begav.
So what happens, is the 70 referred to the year 70 as of his birth, or all of the 70 years, 71, 72, etc.?
Pashtus, it means 70.
So in between the 70 and the 80.
It's partial gvurais.
It's partial gvurais.
Yeah, by the way, he should live to 120. As my friend would say, 70 is crib death.
Thank you.
Right. So, Taisha is that kind of king in Ireland. Misaka is that kind of king in Shadim. Yoimer Taisha, but I am Misaka. Let me just say one, but Yoimer, kind of king in Ireland, and I who kind of king in Shadim, like Holstein. If the guy that's there long term can eat, sort of short term. The Bryce answers, Ilukaina, Yisraim, and Taisha is that kind of king in Shadim. I have a kind of king in Ireland, Michael. I would have said that I would have said Taisha means the sixth guy. So therefore, Basaka, Velimit al Taisha. Same thing here. V'yatzachina would have meant Bagras. I need Ein Kesef to teach me Nairus. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. It doesn't say the word Naira. We learned it out. We have no other age to say. If we would have said only one, how I mean a Bagras would dash mean in Kra. Talking about Bagras. Avu Naris le Mapik, but we wouldn't learn Naris. One of them is coming for Naris. Midi the Havi Ataisha Vesakar, the Ksivka by Truma, the Midrashaki. We have the same thing by Truma. Taisha Vamre to Truma, Taisha Kayim Vesakar, the Yahu Kaidish. What's it says? A Taisha Vesakar cannot eat Kaidish. That kind of king in Ilam, Evet Ivri Hanirza, the Yad Kayan, who became bored. The Abba became ain't goofy kind of like a shara of Adam Knanim. He still doesn't belong like an Evan Knani, Lecho Batuma. Kenyan Shunim, Shlegilo Adayin Shay Shunim, he hasn't reached 6 years. Bas Sakhir Velimit Al Tayshav. Now, Karka Khadmi Nayil Nirtsu Dosa. One of them must be the long term one. Umaaka Shadikhtu Mushneim, once both are written, Mashmi Usa the Nirtsu Mitayshav Asya. So even though we're using the first word for the long term, it's only because we have the second word. If we wouldn't have had the second word, I would have said Taishav is the 60-year-old. Shumi Yushav, that's the Yaisim and Akana L'Shei Shonim. Now, the truth is, it's not a good comparison. And the Gemara is going to point to that. Let me speak to that outside. There are Avadim that are 6 years, and there are Avadim that are long term. One would have taught me the other, but the Pasuk decided to tell me both. You could have just written the long-term one. They told me both, and they used neutral words, so I need both. But there's no girl that goes out the Bagras. Why would the Torah write something that never happens? There are two kinds of Evan Ivries, the short-term and the long-term. Some of them are long-term, and some of them are short-term. I didn't need both of that. I could have told me one. I would have figured out the other. The Torah decided to write both. But my girl, she never leaves my Bagras.
No, we don't know that. How do we know it?
Write Naras. Just write the word Nara.
But it doesn't write the word Nara.
Why not? Yeah. The comparison to Taisha and Sachar is not a good comparison. There are two kinds of Avadim. You could have written one and figured out the other. So you decided to tell me the other, even though it's not necessary. But it never happened. But it never happened.
It never happens. You don't know. But right now you don't know that because you don't know when she's going out.
Let me try to explain. By Taishav and Sakhar, the Torah could have written the long term. I would have made a kavuchayimah to the short term. It's not the same Evan. I would have made a kavuchayimah to a different Evan to a short term. So we have a rule that says that sometimes things you can figure out with a kavuchayimah, the Torah teaches me. But it's teaching me something. It's teaching me that a 6-year-old Evet can't eat truma. I would have known it, but the Torah writes it out. Milsa the Ashi v'kavachaymer, Torah v'kasim l'akra. I could have figured it out. The Torah wrote it. I'm learning two halachas. I'm learning that a 6-1 can and a long term. Could have written long term, I would have known the 6. But the bottom line is it teaches me two halachas that are both necessary. One, I would have figured out from the other, but it's a necessary halacha. Here it's an unnecessary halacha. Never happened. There's no girl that leaves at 12 and a half. No girl. Why would the Torah write a vague language, have to write two But it's never negeya. Never negeya. It's not like I make a kal v'chomer. If this girl leaves at 12, the other girl leaves at 12 and a half. Nobody leaves at 12 and a half.
You know that.
Write the word Nara. Meaning, by Taishav and Sachar, you can't ask me write the word long term. Because sometimes the Torah will write this, write something I could have figured out with a Kal V'chomer. Here it's unnecessary totally. There is no lady that leaves at 12 and a half. What? She can't. She goes 3 and 12.
She's forced out?
Yes.
She's
out. She's finished. The Torah.
Why do we ask
them
before? Why do we have to wait
until
now?
I understand you. This is where the Gemara is.
One is for Vagras and one is for
the... Now the Gemara is asking. It's unnecessary. So the Gemara tries to answer. It's as unnecessary as Taishav and Zachar. And the Gemara says it's not a comparison. There at least there's people that are Zachars and there are people that are Taishavs.
The first person who got the feeling, Avery made Vagras. What did you make Vagras mean?
I would have thought that she goes up and you made Bagras.
You're building this from with the
I would have thought that a girl goes out at 12 and a half.